the Aloha Friday conversation. And now an artist you're getting to know. Solomon Enos's paintings are in hotels, offices, and private collections all over town. And you might remember we ran into him at Powwow this past February. He did complete that inspiring painting on the flats at Pu'unui. A community artist, Solomon has done countless projects with youth and neighborhood groups. His ongoing series, Polyfantastica, is a 40,000-year epic set in Oceania. I caught up with Solomon in his studio in Nu'uanu to find out how he's looking at our mid-COVID experience.
What we have is a gigantic puzzle, and everybody has pieces of that puzzle. If we put it all together, I think what we'll find is a world that is exponentially more harmonious than the one that we're currently in. But one of the challenges of putting a puzzle together is if you lose the cover, you know, if you lose the box cover that tells you what we're trying to build, it's hard to put a puzzle together because we don't have a single unified image. And we're struggling to put this puzzle together. And so one of the role of an artist can be to work with other artists to try to create visions collectively that involve as many stakeholders as possible, visualizing collectively, what is it that we want? What do we want? I think we're moving beyond how we can get it if we want it, but what is it that we want? So what does a harmonious world look like where everybody gets enough respect, everybody gets enough food, everybody gets enough love? Those are the kinds of things that were almost unimaginable even last year. So 2020 has been such an amazing, powerful, horrible, potentially joyful year so far. And it's there's so many critical masses that are coming together. And I think trying to harness it all and trying to get it all onto one page is something, as an artist, we can help.
You've done so many different kinds of community projects. I mean, you have worked with people. You know, yeah, the give and take of it. What are the ways that artists can work with the community?
Well, I like to think about one of the projects that I'd done in the past, and these were simple exercises that I would do with, you know, if it was a classroom or a community organization, is I would take a big image, and then I would cut it up into small pieces, and then I would have everybody color in their own little piece. And at the end of the event, I would take all the pieces that they colored and I would reassemble the big picture. And then when I would show everybody the big picture, they would say, oh my God, here's the big picture. And when they zoom in, they'll say, oh, here I am. And here's my contribution to that big picture. And that was like this automatic, an automatic epiphany. But before we could do that, I had to come up with the macro image. And so I think as artists, you know, we can help to translate individual ideas and to amalgamate them. One of the things I would love to be able to do with this same kind of a concept is I want to see a real-time map of hope. Hawaii is a perfect example because we're like a sandbox. We can experiment, we can come up with these different ideas, but we're a finite amount of space, you know, and we're surrounded by ocean. And so we're like a perfect little, you know, laboratory. I want to be able to create virtual maps that allow people to understand what the status of our communities are, where the problems are, where they can help, what is the status of our forests, what is our status of our waterways. But to have this map be beautiful and interesting and dynamic, I almost like the idea of data visualization being the highest form of art. What's happening now, because our economy has been disrupted, you know, another big area that I think we can expand into that has a lot of win-win-win potential is, in Hawaii, we can double down and delve right down into our traditional stories, our mo'olelo. When I did the Hiiaka Ikapoli Opele epic with Puakea Nogomaya folks, there was all this crazy Lord of the Rings / Game of Thrones / I mean, there was just all these really cool tropes and magic and monsters. And, you know, there was like entire underground worlds of insect people. And I was like, what? This is in Hiiaka? Our ancestors were talking about underground worlds of insect people? I mean, this is like, you know, Harry Potter kind of stuff. And I was so blown away by this. And this is something that Puakea brought up, which is, you know, was really important. And I think it has a lot of relevancy for what's going on right now, is that if there were two different pools of water, one pool of water is full of all the hurt, right? And we need to understand that pool of water. Yeah, like what happened in Hawaii, how we, you know, how our people were decimated both spiritually and physically through disease, you know, all of that, that pool of water needs to be protected because we need to understand what happened. But then there's another pool of water, right? And this other pool of water are the hundreds of years of wonder and mystery and stories of what happened pre-contact. And pre-contact, you know, we had wars and we did stupid things, but boy, there was a lot of beautiful wonder and magic. Those both pools of water are important. Which one are we going to drink from? Right? We need to be what we want to be.
Solomon, I look at the characters you create, and from the way they look, you're not sure what powers they have. They look powerful. Mm-hmm. They look persuasive. They look like they can breathe mm-hmm. underwater. They look like they can fly, some of them.
Definitely, I think you've keyed in on the right thing, which is to make these alternative histories feel like they're alive and they're as real as we are. I think I'm beginning to understand the power of storytelling. And it gets back to what we're talking about earlier of using stories to heal, using stories to define what we want, yeah? We have a lot of stories that have told us what we don't want, but we need as many stories that tell us about what we do want. You know, there's the story about how it all fell apart. I'm like, okay, great. How many more of those stories do we need? There's 1,000 different stories of dystopia. We need 1,001 stories of potential utopias, potential visions of what we do want, which circles right back to what we were talking about in the beginning.
Oh, Solomon Enos gave us a custom design for HPR's latest membership t-shirt. He posts work daily on Instagram. Check his new Kamapua'a animation project.